Hello, my friends from Cosmic Agency. My name is Gosha. This video is to inform you of the latest development that we had in the orbit regarding our dear friend Svaru of ERA. And this is to inform you that it has been decided by Svaru herself and the team that she's going back to Tegeta, and she's stopping all her involvement in this work. The contact with Svaru will not continue, and there are several reasons for that, which I will explain very briefly. The contact with Svaru isn't stopped, not just for us, me and Robert and Rainier, but also and other people involved in the process, but also for the whole planet. There is going to be no one in contact with Svaru as of now. Svaru is going back to Tegeta. There are different reasons why she decided this is the best way to proceed. The number one reason is because basically her work, her mission has been fulfilled. She strongly feels that her job and message have been done. What she had to say to the humans at this point was said. Of course, in the English channel, I haven't shared with you everything yet, and I will continue to share with you what I have. And there's still a lot. You know, together with Robert and Rainier, we have combined more than, 300, 400 videos with the information which we just recently registered. By the way, there is a photo of us here going and to the registry of the intellectual property to basically to register all this material. So she does feel very strongly in her team that, you know, this phase of contact has been accomplished. It has been successful in a way that, in a sense, that the message was given. She's not going to give us and anybody any more topics. We won't be in contact with her. She's going back to Tegeta and to other tasks. As we have always stated, she doesn't just dedicate herself to this work with us. You know, she has so much to do in so many different levels, and she feels it's her time now to go back home to her home planet and dedicate herself to other types of tasks. Sorry, I'm a bit like moved by what's happening right now, and so it's hard for me to maybe express myself clearly. You know, she has been my dear friend for 2 years. I don't have many friends by choice and by lack of time, and we have spent so much time with her online, not just you know, doing work, but also on a personal level. So I truly feel like I am losing a very dear dear friend. Another reason, it's a very important reason as well, why she has decided that it's time for her to move away from the Earth. It's because she has had enough, basically, of the 3D negativity, which affects her very much. And here I refer mostly, although not only, to, you know, all kinds of speculations that were going on around her person in the Spanish channel, all kinds of attacks towards not just her, but us. And you have to understand that she has, as I said before, she is a 7D and even higher than that starseed within the 5D society. The higher you go, the more energetic you become in your interaction, you know, with the reality. Even though we are all energy, but you know what I mean. It goes by densities. So the 5D is still physical and biological, and she is, but her essence, her soul is not really accustomed even to the 5D reality. So anything coming from the 3D is highly toxic for her, and it hurts her. and it damages her physically, emotionally, mentally, and see, she suffers great damage because of that on so many different levels. So she needs to move away, basically, from all the toxicity that is surrounding her, flowing toward her, in the form of even that telepathic energy, you know, that she perceives around her person. And I support her, and I support the team in this decision. And we are going to miss her very much. And she's leaving a big space, big hole in my heart. It's really it's not easy for me and for Robert and for Rainier to confront this situation. But we are her friends, and what do the friends do? They support one another when something needs to be done for the well-being of that person. So we completely understand that this decision is wise, and we want her to get better and to dedicate herself to other priorities. The higher you go in the frequency, the higher the plane, you become more and more vulnerable, as they explained to us. And as we have seen in the interaction with her, the more and more vulnerable you become to the low energies. We are accustomed to that. We are here in 3D. That's where we are. It doesn't affect us. Of course, it does affect us in some way, but not as much. You know, Svaru is extremely sensitive and emotional. Something that we have never really talked about. Maybe at some point I will give you some insight into her emotional world. But she is a very emotional girl. We have spent so much time comforting her in different situations and just being there for her, not just receiving information, because that's all you see. But on a private, personal level, we have been there for her as her friends, and she was there for us. And we have seen her go through so much in the last 2 years. We have seen her suffer a lot because of so many different things, and not just happening with us, but on different levels. You know, on those existential planes where she is coming from, there is no negativity. There is no constant attacks. There's no need to be constantly defending yourself against so many theories about who you are and this and that. And, you know, and lies and accusations. They are very transparent race. They are just who they are, and it's hard for them sometimes to like accept the fact that people might, you know, see other agendas in what they are, especially her. So it's been very, 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 very hard for her to deal with all these different accusations against who she is, you know, that we, all of us, had to deal with for the last 2 years. We are fine. We will be fine, and we will continue. Mind you, the contact doesn't stop. We will continue to talk to the Tegeten team. Aneka is here. Dor Kalel is here, the Tegeten pilot, and so many others. And we will, hopefully with their permission, which for now we do have it, we will continue to give you information and interesting insights into reality and into what's going on. You know, it's hard for her to work and to, because that's what it was basically. You know, she has been working with us, giving all these different subjects and training us and training you through this channel, through this YouTube channel. And it's hard to work in this environment when, you know, she's constantly attacked. And even though she understands that's how it is, she always prepared that. She prepared us for it as well. She knows it, you know, but still, on her subtle planes, the energy that she receives, it's very toxic for her. So she needs to tend to her needs right now and to other tasks, you know. The message has been given. The most important clues as to what the reality, what the matrix is, what's happening, it has been given. You have it all within you now to work out and work with. This doesn't mean that she hasn't been grateful, and she told me to send you the gratitude and appreciation for for all the people that have expressed appreciation towards her and affection, because as much as there is, you know, there's hate around this whole topic of Svaru because of, I don't know, unjustifiable reasons beyond my comprehension. But there has been even more, I would say, but maybe that's where I focus my attention, more affection, more love toward her expressed. So she wanted to know that she is aware of that as well. And she continues to believe in humans. It's just that her task has been fulfilled at the moment. It's a shame for all of us, even for the ones who never really truly believed in who she said she was, because she is who she says she is, and it's a loss for everybody, even for them. They are just not aware of what they have lost, basically. It's a shame for the humanity because, you know, there's so much more wisdom that she could be here to offer for us, even though I'm truly appreciative of everything she has given so far, more than any other extraterrestrial that I am aware of. So, you know, it's a bit ironic for me that all these people that have been desiring the ET contact and disclosure and the information, you know, among other reasons, thanks to them and their attacks, they are losing what they themselves claim they are desiring. So they with their attitudes, they pushed away the opportunity to learn more. So it's a bit sad. It's a bit sad. We all seem to want that disclosure and that approachment of our races. But as you see, it seems like it's not the time yet, and there are still challenges ahead of us. But as I said, everything she has shared with us, it's now in your hands, and it will be still, as I have a lot to share still. It's in your hands, it's in your minds, it's in your hearts. It's never going to be forgotten. I'm not going away. The team is not going away. We still have a lot of information. I'm still translating a lot of Robert's material, and we still have a lot of accumulated material from Svaru until this point. It's important to also clarify that, as I said in the beginning, she's not going to be in contact with anybody on Earth. That's what they wanted me to relay to you, that she's leaving, and no one on the planet Earth is going to be in contact with her. This also includes channeling. Svaru will not be channeling. That's what they wanted me to pass on to you. That's very important because, you know, even in this time, there are so many people always coming to us. And I have information from Svaru, and I have channeled her and Aneka, and they told us very specifically, we do not channel. They did channel in the past. We talked about this before at some point. But they told us very specifically, Svaru is not going to channel. She's leaving. She's leaving the Earth atmosphere. She's not going to be anywhere near Earth, neither in person nor telepathically. So I think it's important also to mention that she's not giving up on humanity. I don't want you to have that impression. The team, the Tegetans, will be here. They are here. The Federation is still here. You know, she has just completed what she had to complete. You know, they are always on rotation. One team arrives, the other team leaves. There are all kinds of tripulation members all the time in the rotation. It's not, you know, something stable. You know, there are always so many changes. So, you know, she came here. She has fulfilled what her higher self called her to fulfill toward the humanity. She gave so much. I just have no words like to express the appreciation. You know, I think I want to make a video after this one to, you know, with maybe. Yeah, with some main points of her messages. I'm not sure yet, but I feel like something, you know, she deserves She deserves a special video. Oh, I don't know. I could speak so much, but I don't know what else to say. I'm a bit emotional right now. I cried yesterday night, and you know, she's a very deep soul, and she connects with people on a very, very deep level. Everyone who comes in touch, who comes in contact with her, who spends some time with her, everyone says that they have established a deep connection, you know, because she has that gift, she has that ability to connect with people on a very, very deep and emotional level. So it is going to be sad not to have that around anymore. So she's sending you all a lot of love. I'm gonna read here. Maybe just I have some few sentences here. A lot of love, a lot of affection and appreciation for everyone who has followed her. She says she's going to carry you all in her heart. Continue strong and independent without delegating your inner power, and always, always trusting in yourselves. And decide things for yourselves. Be strong. That's it for this video, okay? As I said, the contact continues. Aneka, Dorkalel, and others are here. A lot more to share. So we will continue, okay? Sorry, I'm a bit all over the place in my mind today. I don't even know what to say. Like, I would like to say so much, but I try to keep it informative. Well, thank you so much for watching. Svaru is not here anymore, so I can't say thank you, Svaru, even though, you know, I do believe that she's feeling the appreciation even through this video. Thank you so much, everyone, and until next video. Bye-bye.